Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Any reason for this one, Jack?
No, I just haven't played in a while.
Yeah, I don't know nothing about this.
It's a good one.
It's old school GOATs.
It's LL.
See, Run DMC, LL Cool J, that's like my old school GOATs, man. Like, I don't even put them with the whole... The other guys.
This is
like El Cool J is one of the Mount Rushmores from the beginning.
The OG OGs.
Yes, sir.
The
yes,
guys
sir.
That started mid-80s.
Yes, sir.
The Cool Moe D's. Mm-hmm. The Run DMCs.
Big Daddy Kane.
Big Daddy Kane.
Yes, sir.
What do you know about that, Jack?
Nothing, but my version of El Cool J was only hosting award shows.
Yes, yeah, so, well, there were a couple of careers.
He's
for LL.
Had a few different.
Yes.
Movies, television.
Was he in one of those like Law and Order seasons?
Yeah.
I feel like
he was. Yeah,
yeah. Yeah.
He was in that ridiculous shark movie.
You sort
movie.
Of thinking about Ice-T, but yeah, I know what you're saying.
Well, yeah, I don't know. I thought he was in one of those.
Not the same.
I know that. Hey, easy. I
do
not
think
the same.
He was in one of those shows though.
Yeah, he was on something.
Yeah, he was. On
well,
something.
He did the sitcom. He did the. I forget the name of his sitcom, but
2:30
of course,
14
yep.
seconds.
Yeah.
Wait, when one of us doesn't remember.
No, listen. It was one of those. The funny thing, it felt like it was, and Will Smith had the Fresh Prince.
Yes.
Then LL Cool J did something.
He did have something.
Yeah, he did
yes.
something.
I remember
he did something. I just can't remember the name of it.
Coming up.
Yes.
May 5th. So you might notice, May 5th, 5-5. 5-5.
Mm-hmm. Cinco de Mayo?
BG Day.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
BG Day on WIP. It is also Cinco de Mayo.
Yes, sir.
But
five.
BG Day. So all day long, we will celebrate the career of Brandon Graham. We'll have interviews and stories and blah, blah, blah. Be all about BG. And then that night, you can see the ultimate Brandon Graham event. It'll be at the Colonial Theater in Phoenixville. Been there. Cool place. Joe DiCamera will host it, and you will hear every story that BG has, just sort of like a retrospective of his career. So you can buy tickets to that now at 94WIP.com. And then leading up to that all day long, you can listen to WIP. So we will officially salute BG. And as I said, he's not allowed to come back after this. So if he goes through with BG Day, we just got to move the percentage up from 90 to 99. I'm not asking you to go 100. I'm just asking you to go 99. So that is May 5th. And to get tickets to BG Live, that event at the Colonial Theater in Phoenixville, go to 94WIP.com. We do have a next question today before we get back to the phones.
What you got?
So it is Leonardo da Vinci's birthday. And
not Leonardo DiCaprio.
Loved him in The Departed.
Different guy. And we were talking before the show, and Jack said, well, what did he even do? And I said...
Correct.
I said, he painted the Mona Lisa. And he's like, say what you said.
The Mona Lisa sucks. Like, I don't get it. It's she barely smiles. And it's all like, oh, what's the deeper meaning of it? No idea. Don't care. I hate looking at it. And it's completely overrated.
So overrated. We will ask next question today. You know, it's Therapy Tuesday for the Phils. You talk about that. We will say next question. You give us something that's overrated. Jack, do you even need to pick something as you pick the Mona Lisa?
No, I'm going to pick the Mona Lisa.
Okay, Mona Lisa.
I'll leave all the Phillies answers for everyone else.
Okay. Ike, something that is overrated? It's a lot of stuff out there.
Man, it's a lot of things that are overrated, man. You know, I want to go with a food.
Okay.
Can I go with, like, Italian food is great.
Yeah.
I got to be honest with you. Don't really think. I was sitting here trying to go through some sort of Mediterranean slash Indian food that has a little more spice to it.
Yeah.
Compared to Chinese food, which I don't like. I don't like either or. So I really think both are overrated.
Chinese food and Italian food?
Yeah. No, not Italian.
Okay.
No, not Italian. I said Chinese food. Indian.
Indian food?
Yes.
Have you ever even had Indian food?
No.
Okay.
No.
Those are the best kinds of overrated.
Yeah, that you haven't
never
even
had
tried.
Chinese food either, by the way.
And
I
think you might like Chinese
food. I mean, egg rolls and.
Yeah, that's Chinese.
Hibachi.
Well, that's Japanese.
Well, whatever.
Yeah.
I'm just telling you where I've gone.
Okay.
I don't.
So, Chinese food overrated? Is that what we're settling on?
Yes.
Okay. So, mine.
Is it lo mein chicken?
Lo mein, that is Chinese
food.
Get
it out. Get it out.
Yeah. All right. Mine is Jack Fritz.
And the actual person?
He doesn't even produce anymore.
No.
Yeah, okay. No, I'm just kidding.
I had to tell Rob before the show. Like, don't even waste my time with what the other producers have to do here.
Mine is The Wire.
The show?
Whoa, you're nuts.
Everybody loves The Wire. And unlike The Sopranos, I tried watching The Wire.
Oh,
and I got four episodes in, and I'm like, great, cop and drug show. Seen it. No more.
It's not like every other cop and drug show.
Seen it.
No. Yeah. See, you're very dumb. Yeah. So
seen
I understand it.
And that's only one season.
Well, I don't
have
time.
You got the politician
and season.
Season
two.
You got the schools. You got the docs. Yeah. No.
You're a bad guy.
You're nuts.
Overrated.
You're nuts.
You're a bad guy.
Depending on how I feel, I go back and forth between The Wire and The Sopranos as the greatest television series ever.
Mad Men is
and
the greatest
I can go
television
with either
series
one.
Ever.
I can go with either one being number one.
I go Mad Men number one, but I don't think you're a Mad Men's man.
I don't think so either.
Oh, okay. You should try it. It's a good.
I'm all right.
All right.
Yeah, especially when you just disrespected The Wire.
I'm just saying it's a little overrated.
I'll never watch Mad Men.
A little overrated. All right. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. For the best selection of diamonds to fit every budget, visit the home team at Mark's. Visit the experience the difference at marks-jewelers.com. Do you still believe in the Phillies offense is the poll question. Ike, what do you think the response is?
No.
What do you think the number
it should
is?
Be.
What do you think the number is?
I don't think it's overwhelming, so I'll go slightly. Let's go Hugh Douglas, 53%.
63%.
Oh, 63,
do not
okay.
believe. Relax. All right. No, I'm not allowed to say that. It's Therapy Tuesday. You're allowed to let it out. Okay, Therapy Tuesday. Tell us, judgment-free zone, how you're feeling about the Phillies. And next question today, tell us something that's overrated. Ed in Phoenixville, you're on WIP. What's up, Ed?
Good afternoon, guys.
Hi, Ed.
Yeah, I think you guys are on to something potentially with Boehm. I don't Ike, if you remember that Game of Thrones episode where Tyrion and Bronn were talking about how to get Joffrey to loosen up, for lack of a better word.
What?
Huh?
Come on, are you talking to the wrong... Come on.
Hit the dork sounder.
I've seen Game of Thrones.
Yeah, hit the dork
guys. Ed, I'm listening to you. I got you.
Okay. Well, you know, I was actually encouraged by his double. Loved the swing.
Oh, it's a good swing.
I don't know if it's Kevin Long. Where's he been, by the way?
Oh, my God. The guy's a baby, and he's crumbling under the pressure. We're talking about the new – you're talking about the approach ruining him. He made four outs on five swings 3 days ago. There's no approach problem with him. He's crumbling under the pressure of almost getting traded. They had to drop him down the line. This is not an approach thing. It's not a Kevin Long thing, is it? It's like, right, it's a mentality thing with Boehm, don't you think?
I think it's mentality, yeah.
I just think they need to, like, hey, you still got it in you. Like, we need more of it. I don't know how to coach that into him. Maybe he's beyond help. But I really do think it's, like, north of the shoulders is his biggest – I mean, that's obvious. But, like, even when he got to second of the double, it was kind of a half-assed celebration. Like, you know, I just think he needs to get a couple more doubles and start having fun again. Like, I don't know what else to do. I mean –
yeah.
We don't have, like, Aiden Miller's not ready yet. I don't know. So, like, it's just, they're kind of stuck with him.
Yeah, I think they're stuck with letting him figure it out at this point. You know, I don't think they're ready to pull the plug or to, you know, or to what's the word I'm looking for? To platoon him at third base mm-hmm. with Sosa, or it. I guess they. I just seems like based on what Bryce has said, seems like he's sort of done with the go get him kid. Everything will be okay. You know.
Well, I thought actually Bohm reacted well to the one bad strikeout. I mean, if we're gonna like look at every little thing he does, I thought that was a bad call by the umpire. Didn't think it was a strike, and all he did was place his stuff down and go to the dugout. That was big. We take that.
So
did you notice that too, Ike?
Listen. I don't want to draw attention to this stuff. I'm just going to recuse myself from
the Bohm stuff.
From Bohm until he's over the Mendoza line.
Okay.
I'm just letting him work his way through this.
All right.
But to your question, Jack, yes, I did notice.
Yeah.
Did you see him throw a little tiny tantrum when he fouled the ball back where he thought he should hit the ball, you know?
Well, he should have. That's happened in two straight games that
all
he should have launched baseballs.
Like, you know, I saw that. Okay, Ed, next question today. Give us something that's overrated.
I got another food item, and you see it in pretty much every breakfast joint, and I think it's vile, Nutella.
You think Nutella is vile?
I'm not. Oh, it's disgusting.
All right, Ed. Thank you for the call.
Therapy Tuesday.
Nutella. I would not have guessed that one.
So I think Nutella is fine.
Is that like yogurt?
Yeah, it's a hazelnut spread.
That's dumb.
It is dumb. It's sort of like if peanut butter was more sweet.
I gotta be honest with you. And you know what? I'm on one today with this overrated stuff.
Yeah.
So I may jump in here from time to time.
With another one?
Yeah. It's this whole nutrition food nonsense. Stop it.
Oh, no, no,
stop
no.
Stop it. Nutella,
no.
Yogurt. I see you guys.
Well, Nutella's not really good for you.
You know, I'm watching
Nutella's
Jack
full of
eat
sugar.
Berries and yogurt
no,
and
that's
nonsense.
What he should be doing.
Like,
that's what he should be doing.
Stop it.
Yeah.
That's what he
be
should
a
be
man.
Doing. No.
Yeah, no.
Healthy body, healthy mind. It's all connected.
Old Jack, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I like this Jack. Yeah. I like the health-obsessed Jack.
Yeah.
I don't think it's going to last forever, but
yeah,
I like
see,
it.
No one, I don't know why.
Why I don't think it's going to last forever?
Yeah.
Well, you're not like...
Well, I think he's...
Just have a little bit of faith in your boy. You know?
Yeah.
I'm a finisher.
Listen, you're in much better shape than you were a year ago.
Yeah,
you are.
I showed you that photo the other day.
I know.
It looked like a house.
Yeah. You're right. I wasn't going to say it. You said it.
Yeah.
The one in the City Connect jersey?
So that was another Fat Jack photo?
Okay, yeah,
I found one from last Easter.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't think he wants to go back to that.
Exactly.
Yeah. So from that standpoint, he will be mindful
of what he eats. I'm going to get you on back on at least one animal product, Spike.
Me? No
yeah.
chance.
Yeah, no, I will.
There's no chance.
Yeah, no chance.
Yep. No, I will.
No, never go back.
You got a better chance of me going vegan than getting Spike to start eating meat.
I actually think there is a better chance of that.
I would agree.
No chance. I'm done with it.
Going back.
Yeah.
We'll see. You ate some yogurt when we went down to New Orleans.
Well, I got screwed. I did. I got screwed at
he
breakfast.
Was limited, yeah.
Yeah, I got screwed.
Yeah,
I was like, look, I got to eat something. So it's Therapy Tuesday on the WIP Afternoon Show. And here's a moment of therapy for us to you, the WIP Afternoon Show to you. We're a little worried about your confidence. We're a little worried about your confidence in the bedroom.
Guys like to be stroked.
And for you to perform at top level, you need to know that you can perform at top level, right? It's all connected, right?
Yes, I'm in.
Down there is connected to up there.
We've been through that.
Yeah. So
listen, obviously some of the players right now on the baseball team might be going through it mentally.
Yes, and maybe you are because you know in the back of your head you're not performing the way that you could.
Right, you don't want to be slumping in that area.
No.
Because that affects everyone.
And she knows too, and she's less excited to do it because she knows you're not performing well. And
just goes through the motions.
Confidence is attractive. What all that is to say, Blue Chew. Because what Blue Chew is going to help you do with its same active ingredients as Viagra, Cialis, Levitra, Staxin will help you perform down there so you can feel good up there. There's no shame in that.
Nope.
There isn't. All of us want to perform. So we are so committed to this, the WIP Afternoon Show. Ike, we have decided to give them their first month for free.
Come on. Taking everybody to Pound Town, baby!
So you can do that. First month free. WIP Afternoon Show's paying for your first month of Blue Chew.
F-R-E-E.
Just go to bluechew.com, use code 94. All you got to do is pick up the shipping. You chew it. It's not a pill to swallow with a drink or anything, so it's easy. Mm. And it's all online.
Yeah.
Because, again, we know about your confidence. You don't want to sit in a doctor's office.
No, who does that?
And, dude, now you try to make an appointment with a doctor. How long does it take? Four months?
It takes you forever to get in there to see a doctor.
So you just go to bluechew.com. Instant. with one of their medical providers. They figure out what the right mix is for you. And because they also don't want you waiting in line at the pharmacy.
Nobody wants to do that.
Don't need to waste your time. Nope. They're just going to send it to you right to your mailbox in a
discreet,
hard
package. Mm-hmm. Just go to BlueChew.com. Sick of your confidence issues. Sick of your issues downstairs.
Sick of it.
Sick of it. BlueChew.com, promo code 94. First month free. Just pay for the shipping, and then you can
chew it and do it.
It's time to chew it and do it.
And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can choose the TV you want with DirecTV.
So now they can pick out their favorite entertainment when they sign up and save money?
You mean if you like sports,
you can get a sports pack.
What about entertainment?
Entertainment pack.
It's like finding an old pizza with your favorite toppings. Which for me would be pineapple and toenails.
Pineapple?
Pay for the TV you want, not the TV you don't. Genre pack starting at $34.99 a month. Visit DirecTV.com for more information. New residential customers only. Local channels vary by market. Services renew monthly unless you cancel online. Credit card required. Restrictions apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
1-5-592-9494. Frank in North Wales, you're on WIP.
Hey, guys. Spike, I want to pick your brain about the blue bat, but first, as far as the Phils go, we're 15 games in. They're going to be fine.
I agree with you, largely.
I'm not worried about the Phils. Now,
oh, okay.
As far as the blue bat goes,
yeah.
Dude, I was waiting for every host to pick this up today, and nobody said anything, but I knew I could count on Bitter Spike to be irked about a completely innocuous, heartfelt gesture.
Oh, heartfelt. Heartfelt. Instead of just
Spike hates kids.
Calling his wife.
Let's start from the end. So the end is you said that it didn't affect whether they won or lost, right? So that's number one.
I said largely. Yes.
Number two, can we say that the birth of a child is like a pretty historic life event?
Sure.
So can we say that Bryce Harper has earned the right to kind of do maybe like above and beyond acts on the team?
No. Bryce Harper, first of all, I love how you think it's an innocuous thing. Yet you listen all day to WIP just to hear somebody talk about it. Right.
No, dude,
and truthfully, is it the end of the world? It's not the end of the world. But what I want out of the guy who's trying to lead everybody else, who specifically said, he specifically said about guys struggling, which he is, by the way, it is about the name on the front of the jersey, not the back. That is a me move for a guy who is preaching team to everybody else. It's just a fact.
First thing is, the blue bat is not a look at me, look at me.
Yes, it is.
It's a think about somebody else, somebody else.
Then put a pin on your jersey.
How's that any different than the bat?
It's 100% look at me.
But why is it different than Stock did the thing last week with the wristband?
A bat is different than a wristband. Nobody would even notice the wristband.
Why?
Because I'm listening to the broadcast last night. You say it's not look at me. Fransky's like, he's got a blue bat. That's weird. And Ellie's like, yeah, I don't know what's going on.
Yeah.
So it forces, for you to say it's not a me move, of course it's a me move. It's marketer Bryce while Bryce is trying to tell everybody else to be a team guy. It's just like it's not a leader move. It is.
Maybe when you experience parenthood.
No, stop. Stop. Yep. Frank, stop. Yep. Frank, stop.
That doesn't have something to do with it.
It doesn't have anything to do with it.
No, it has everything to do with it.
No, it doesn't, Frank. Frank,
you're
like
bitter, dude. You're absolutely
I'm not bitter. I'm not Frank. The truth is, if you got up in the middle of a meeting when you're supposed to give a presentation and the presentation was blue instead of the color it should have been, and you go, "Guess what, everybody? I'm having a boy." By the way, while your company is struggling and you're in a meeting with a big client, but guess what? I had a gender reveal at work. Who has a gender reveal at work, Frank?
The athlete's not the same as everyone else's day
job. Have a gender reveal at home.
Anybody that has a positive outlook on life that's well-adjusted would like it.
Oh, right. But somebody who's well-adjusted is sitting at home listening to the radio all day to hear something he doesn't like. That's a well-adjusted move.
That's
a well-adjusted move. Buddy, I don't listen to the radio.
Frank, that you just said you did.
I said no other host has mentioned it.
Right, so you listened all day long to hear somebody talk about something you didn't like.
No, I didn't listen all day long.
Well, of course you did. Then how do you know if anybody mentioned it?
Because I popped in from time to time. They're completely different.
So you listened all day to hear something you didn't like, and you're the well-adjusted one. You're the well-adjusted one.
Can I do my overrated thing?
No.
Oh, come on.
No.
Therapy Tuesday.
He's going to say me.
No, he's not going to say you.
I'll bet you $5.
I'll bet you $5.
Frank, what's overrated?
I'll turn Spike's mic off.
Creed.
Oh, hold on.
See?
Terrible answer.
See? Shot.
You guys all back that moron.
I thought he made a lot of sense.
Back that moron. Creed. I love this guy all day long. He's like, something happened last night that I thought was wonderful. So all day on the radio, I listened to hear anybody say something right. negative about it. And then the minute I heard it, I called and I sat on hold for 35 minutes to talk about it. And I'm the one who isn't well-adjusted. 215-592-9494.
It's not accused.
Yes.
The callers have been
he accused me.
Well-adjusted.
He accused me of not being well-adjusted on Therapy Tuesday.
Have you seen you?
On Therapy Tuesday. I don't claim to be well-adjusted. I'm the least well-adjusted person here.
I know.
Kenny in the Northeast, you're on WIP.
Yes, what's going on, brothers?
What's up, Kenny?
Kenny?
Not much, man. Listen, I got two great ones, points. First, for the Phillies, just be open-minded with this. Take our fan hats off. We're not going to win with Bryce. I'm keeping it real. He's a vortex. Like, when he slumps, we don't treat him like we treat Baum or Cassiano. We watch Cassiano's have to rumble out of that. We needed Jack to freaking come to the tail and to stand up for Trey. But look at, he's just like Joel. We're not going to win with him. It's all about self. I'm the showman. Proof, Washington won the first year they got rid of him.
They did. That's a fact. He's only knocked in 100 runs one time.
I know. He sucks. Should we get rid of him, Kenny? Should we get rid of him? Is that what you want to do?
I'm not saying get rid of him. I'm saying this. We got a good clubhouse, but the problem is with one slump, they always count on Bryce and Schwarber. No individual work on, let me work on me. My man Bryce is going to carry it. Look with Saquon. First year here, every time he got notified.
57 yards in the Super Bowl.
Bring my dogs with me. Bring my linemen.
Don't do that.
Disrespect Saquon.
It was always about the team. Bryce ain't that. He's about Philly, yeah, but he's coddling to us.
Well, he's earned. But would you agree, Ken? He's earned some of that.
No, he earned a lot of it. But what I'm saying is, what did he do for Philly? We lost in the World Series.
What did he do for Philly? He's restored baseball in this town.
So did we lose in the World Series?
Yes.
Were they supposed to be in the World Series, Kenny?
Did we go down and lose in Arizona?
Yes.
The next time before that, did we lose in to the Mets?
You mean after that? Yes. Yeah.
So where's the show? That's all I'm saying is, he's
dead. Well, but he was the only guy that showed up in the Mets series last year, him and Cassianos. I mean, what do you want him to do?
What I'm saying is, when you're a vortex, you suck the energy. Other players won't say it about him because they know they'd be on the first flight smoking.
Well, yeah, because half of them only here. Hold on. Half of them only here because of him.
No doubt, but we've seen the proof in Washington.
That was a great team. Like, just because they won with Adam doesn't mean Bryce was the issue there. Like, that was a great team.
I'm just saying he gets all the attention. Sometimes that rubs people.
You think it might run? You think it might rub some of his teammates the wrong way?
Yeah, like yo. My next thing I really want to say, bro, why we don't got no brothers on this team?
And Joe Ross.
Good question.
Is he? Yeah, I mean it's
I don't know.
Yeah.
The closest is Stubbs, but I thought he was Spanish, but Stubbs. Right.
I got to answer for that one.
Yeah, what you got?
Well, Justin Crawford's coming.
Well, I mean, truthfully, from a Latino player perspective, yeah. When there's so many in the league, they do. I can't assign. I'm not assigning any ill will or any of that. It just they do.
They don't have any brothers on the team.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, that's what Kenny was saying.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm just saying. Black players, minority players, they don't have a
Taiwan.
No, there's a difference.
Well, there's a difference. No, yeah. I'm saying that they're largely white. I'm just saying that. Yes,
yes, I agree. The Phillies are
yes,
largely
and,
white.
And I'm saying that there's not as many black players as there were when we were younger.
Period.
Yes, that
not even close.
Which is why I point to the Latino thing because that percentage has gone up so much.
Yeah, they
over
are the
years.
New minority.
What's that?
Latino players.
Well, they're not even. They may even be the
majority. Once upon a time, African Americans were the minority. In baseball, you would agree, right? They were a large minority.
The largest minority in baseball. Yes.
That's basically what I'm saying.
Yes, and
the Latino players are now the largest minorities in baseball.
Yeah, the thing that I would say to what you're saying, Kenny, is that black players in Major League Baseball have gone down everywhere.
Yes.
Largely.
Oh, yeah, it's not just the Phillies. Yeah, that's a baseball thing. That's not just the Phillies.
Yeah, the thing that is stranger to me about the Phillies is their percentage of Latino players is so low when there's so many of them.
Yes,
baseball.
Yes, I'm
not.
What you
I was
saying.
Not saying they were
I know
the same.
What you're saying. Yes, yeah. I got you.
Yeah,
I got you.
But
can I just clear this up?
No,
I love Harper. I just think he's so big. When you that
now,
big,
you love Harper.
No, listen. I never said he was a bad player. I say he's a vortex. When you get that much attention, it rubs some players the wrong way.
Why? When he's a good player. Hold on. It didn't rub me the wrong way when the great players that I played with got attention. Like,
okay, so
as a lesser player, I'm like, great.
Joel Embiid's one of the top players.
Yeah.
When we don't get out the second round, whose fault is it? We had Butler. We had your man Tobias. We had
Harden.
Ben Simmons. We had everybody. Yeah. But when we didn't make it out the second round, who gets the blame?
Embiid. Yeah.
Why doesn't Bryce get it?
Hold on. Because, first of all, the sports are different. The impact of the star player is different. And Bryce can go 4-for-4 each game, and they still may lose. That's different than Embiid giving you 30-plus or 40-plus every game. If he's doing that, you're usually going to win because the basketball player's impact, I think, is more significant than what a baseball player can do. I get your overall point, though, about the criticism when the team doesn't succeed. I get that.
Yeah.
I understand that.
Kenny, why don't you give us something that's overrated?
Yo, this is the illest ever. Christopher Columbus. He never even touched North America.
All right, I can't.
I swear.
Any comment?
Yeah. They're, I'm going to tell you.
Yeah.
The IQ of all three of us, and you're supposed to be the smartest in the group here.
I should have asked him that.
Like we went down this phone call with him, and we saw red flags. Yep. Like, I saw him.
Yep. And by the way, to his point, about Bryce and not getting blame.
Yeah.
I was on his side. I was on Kenny's side.
About not giving Bryce.
I don't think he's the best leader in the world. I don't think he's a bad leader. I just don't think he's that guy.
Okay, yeah.
But and you can assign some of that blame to him there. But as far as the difference in him and Embiid is his performance in those series were good. And Embiid, better than he normally is. Where Embiid was normally worse than he normally was. And look, that is, even if Embiid had played great in those series and they never got past the second round, he would get killed. But to your point, it's a different sport, and Bryce doesn't deserve the same amount of criticism that Joel Embiid deserves. I don't think. Yeah.
Now, it may be getting close to
sure.
it.
Well, eventually, if he doesn't win the year, and they only get worse, if they don't make the playoffs or something, he's going to get some of it.
Yes,
especially when you know, the team is full of his friends.
Right.
You know,
that's why I said half the team is here because of him.
Right.
Like, yeah.
So somebody who always gets the blame and deserves even more of it is Elliot Shore Parks.
Oh.
He joins us next.
This ought to be exciting.
Tuesdays with Elliot. We got to get his takes on the Phillies, right, Jack? We sure
no,
do.
No.
No, we don't.
It's Therapy Tuesday. We'll continue to take your calls on the Phillies. Just let it out. Tell us how you feel on Therapy Tuesday. Next question today, give us something that is overrated. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.